Hey Dennis, how's it going?
Good. How about yourself?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. I know we spoke a few months back, and I was trying to track down some. You'd helped us get a few loans for our new location there in Alma when I'd gotten rid of a partner and we had moved. And I was curious. I'm having a hard time tracking down one of the companies, and I feel like we had a hard time with this before, but you did finally get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, I
I'm
remember
closing on
that.
an SBA loan on the 20th. And I'm going to pay
Congratulations.
off. Yeah, thank you. Good God, I wouldn't
Those
recommend it for anyone though. It is so,
Oh no,
I'm
that's what I
seriously
tell
like
everyone.
damn
It's
near in
like
tears right now. It's been that hard to process, but we're
it's
like
hard to get approved
sit
for, but
there.
it's a great loan, so.
It is, and that's what everyone tells me. And every time I tell anyone that, they're like, good job, you know? And it's like, well, I need more than a good job. Give me like 17 gold stars because this has been a nightmare. But
They look at everything.
regardless,
They take a blood sample and all kinds of stuff,
yeah,
so.
it's funny that you say blood sample because I literally told the guy the other night. I'm like, I think the only thing you're missing is my DNA. Like, where do I go give you that? Because
No.
it's yeah.
But
But
it's a hard loan to get approved
anywho,
for, but it's good. I'm glad you happy for you. It's awesome.
yeah, I'm super excited as well, and it's going to be so helpful. It truly, truly is just one payment amongst three businesses. You know what I mean? It's going to be great, but.
Much
Anyway,
easier
I'm
for
having a
your
hard time. Oh yeah, for sure, for sure. I'm having a hard time tracking down that other company, and I don't know how you figured it out, but you did some research. Because what we did, we financed some equipment with one loan, and then the other one was like a cash advance, of which I pay back like on a daily basis.
Right.
And I know, I mean, I keep, yeah, I don't. And I know you gave it to me and I sent it to them. Why they're asking again, I don't know. Because pretty much what it is I'm trying to get the payoff. I'm emailing them right now, like, just give me a list. There's only seven companies we're paying off, so it shouldn't be that tough. But I'm missing one, and I know it has something to do with you because with you there were two. But I only have the Financial Pacific Leasing, of which is the equipment payment. The other one is like this cash advance place, of which I'm having a very hard time tracking down
I think it was called
who that is.
Merchant Cash and Capital.
Merchant Cash and Capital. Okay. I'm making
And I'm
note.
going to message my underwriter right now.
Okay. And I know, and I'm so sorry to drag you into this because I know you must have given me this information before because I know I had to reach out to them to get a payoff. At when we first, I mean, we started this process back in June. So I know that was one of the first things that they wanted to know was all the companies. And I have a huge stack of paperwork I've sent to them, and I couldn't track down
I used to
anything from
do
them. So.
home loans. So business loans are different for the fact that you're dealing with a business owner. And to business owners, you've been great, but some of them are they have egos, you know. And with a homeowner, they have more of a an attachment to their property, or
Yeah.
they fell in love with a home they want to buy. And I'm like, look, sorry, I can't get you approved or something like that. But no, the paperwork doing business loans is much less.
Right.
So I know an SBA loan is like a home loan on steroids.
Yeah, it is. It's seriously, that's a good way to put it. It's seriously a home loan on steroids because we just recently built a house, you know, 2.5 years ago, and I thought that process was hard. That's nothing compared to what we've
That
dealt
is a
with for
hard
this.
process. Yeah,
Yeah, that's.
doing an addition is definitely a hard loan. I used to do those too.
Yeah, I get
Let me
it. All right, well,
see.
Merchant Cash and Capital, that's a good place to start. I can try to look them up. Or if you reach, you said you're gonna reach out to your underwriter, see if you have any contact information for them, or even an account, or just anything. I mean, obviously, once I give them the business name, they'll know how to
I work out
look
in the
me
field
up.
now, so I'm not in the office. So I just sent them a
Oh,
message.
good. Okay.
But I don't think they're in the office right now. I just Googled Merchant Cash and Capital, and I can give you the number that I found.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure this is the right company. But
Okay, perfect.
it's 855 462 4934.
Okay, thank you so much
You're
for
welcome.
sure.
And I don't know that I have a loan number for you, but they should be able to find you underneath your social or
Oh, yeah, whatever. Yeah, for sure. The tax ID or something. Yeah, they'll be able to look it up. Okay, awesome.
Let me double check. I might have a loan number for you.
Okay.
You know what? You have two approvals here. But I think you took... Okay. I think I gave you the right information. Because you should be around 70% paid into your current loan with merchant cash.
Yeah, it's almost. Yep, it's almost paid. Because I know they stopped calling me, though, a couple months ago. They used to call and say, like, you know, you're 50% paid off. You can ask for more or whatever. And I explained, no, this is what I'm doing. I'm going to pay you off anyway and going to go this route. And then I this like dead and like nobody called anymore.
That may have been us too.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Which is fine. It's which annoying. Is fine. Which is great. Yeah, it is. But at the same time, I mean, I might have considered that had I not already gone through this whole entire process. So. Okay, yeah, awesome. Well, thank you so much for looking that up for me, and I'll get it figured out. Made it this far.
try this website also, www.bizfi.com, because I think they changed their name, and I'm trying to see.
Bizfi.com?
Bizfi.com, right. And okay. Trying to see if there's a loan number here on this for you. Because you only took out $15,000, right?
Yeah, $15,000.
Okay, so I think I'm looking at the right information here. Yeah, I don't see a loan number, but they should be able to find you in their system based off of...
Yeah, I would think so. Okay, awesome. Well, thanks so much for all of your help in the past. And, awesome.
Well, keep in mind.
Getting there.
No,
oh, yeah, for sure.
You.
And we deal with a lot of... a lot of different businesses, and you know what I mean? I'll for sure pass on your number if I hear.
Yeah, if you can. I love referrals.
Anyone needing anything.
I would always like to see someone get an SBA loan versus what you had to get originally, but yeah. Hey, you got to start somewhere, so.
I know, exactly, and that's what we keep telling everyone. Like, I get it, you know what I mean? It's hard, but you got to do it. You got to start somewhere, which is exactly what you just said.
Right, and I'm actually...
thanks again.
Yep, no problem. Have a good night. I'll talk to you soon.
Have a good night. Bye.
You too.